Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. I'm your host, the Miracle Man, for tonight, and I do just want to apologize for the slightly late start tonight. We had a little bit of a glitch. We have gotten that fixed completely, so we should now be ready to go. And once again, I do apologize for the late start. Sometimes things just happen. I was here, you know, sometimes things happen. I'm here, and I'm ready to do this, and I'm happy to do it. And I pray that God will just bless you. I speak the blessing of the Lord on you, wherever you are at right now, listening to the show. And I claim that God will speak to you, not only when we while we do our word, I exhort, and prayer and what have you. But also, while I do my other stuff, like when we talk about sports. And for the next few minutes as I do my monologue, and kind of talk about what I'm up to. That just through the course of the time that we are on the show this evening, so about the next hour and 10 minutes or so, that you will receive something from the Lord tonight. Amen. Now, I am here at McDonald's, as I normally am, for the show. Here at 1711 South Saginaw Road. And as you can hear, there's a decent amount of activity going on. Seems to me like maybe the drive-through might be busy or something, because a lot of, like, the fries are going off, I believe. I think one of the other items might be going off. That means, like, the food's done. And so, good amount going on. Although the inside is not exactly packed by any means. The drive-thru might be, though. But I'm in here. I'll tell you guys about this Country Cook Stove Bakery. It's an Amish bakery up in Clare. And they make very good Amish goods. I mean, very good baked goods, I should say. They make such items as pumpkin whoopie pies, chocolate whoopies, pies with sugar and sugar-free pies, different donuts, and other goodies. They also have, like, stuff to make noodles and things of that nature. Very good place to get some stuff. And they have cookies and other delectables as well. Go check them out. They are on South Everhart Road, the gravel road in the Clare area. And awesome service. And my favorite thing that they do there is the pumpkin whoopie pies. I gave one to Jenny, or as I like to nickname her Donut. I gave her one of the pumpkin whoopies. Been hyping it up to her and sending her random texts about it. You know, being funny about it, like the guy I am. And she tried it. She honestly thinks it must be one of the best desserts she had in her life.
Straight from heaven.
A gift of the Lord. You know, honestly, the real best gifts, things from the Lord are the gifts of the Spirit. What have you, but if we ever wanted to talk about edible gifts from God, if they came from heaven, I think we could argue that pumpkin whoopie pies from Country Cook Stove Bakery would be high up there on that list. And if the nine gifts of the Spirit were nine edible gifts instead, I think pumpkin whoopie would make the cut. Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What would some other gifts be? Let me think. Garlic burger from Steak and Shake. Would that be on that list, too?
Mm-hmm.
Of the nine gifts of the Spirit. And that other donut, the one with the Nutter Butter, would that be on the list of the nine gifts? And the other, the cider donuts, pumpkin donuts, I'm sure, especially if they had filling. Oh, yeah, good stuff like that would be the nine gifts. For her and for me, although for some other ones it might be a little different. Like, for me, vanilla Coke would make the list, but she's not much of a soda drinker. But these would be, like, my nine favorite foods or drink, you know, to eat or drink. And the pumpkin whoopie is on that list, as is a lot of other great things. And so it was awesome. Also, with it being September 25th, we are 3 months away from Christmas. Is 3 months away from today, believe it or not. And Thanksgiving is 3 days under 2 months away, believe it or not. So it's like 57 days or so from Thanksgiving. So it's in late September right now. So generally, just a tiny bit under 2 months. Thanksgiving will be here. Yes, it'll be cold in there, but the good news is the Christmas season will be being felt in the air, and I'm really looking forward to it. And personally, I listen to Christmas music starting very early in November, maybe even late October this year, actually, because of how early the Halloween store opened in the mall. I didn't think they should open before Labor Day, but they did. So that means I'm starting my Christmas music a little bit earlier, because Christmas is the holiday about Jesus. Halloween is not. Yet it started the weekend before Labor Day. So it basically got about 2 months. So I think that means Christmas gets 2 full months. And by that, I mean starting with, let me think here, October 23rd or something. No, October 24th. People think, you're crazy. Well, they're crazy for opening early. So, yeah. But as far as on the show, however, I will be a lot more sane, and I won't be singing Christmas music on the show until the Monday after Thanksgiving. But then it'll start to be one song a show for like the first week. And then when we get into December, either the first week of December or the second week, I haven't decided yet, there'll be two songs. Kind of like we did last year. One will be a Christian Christmas carol, and the other will be a like something about Santa, something about it'll be a wide variety. I think I am going to sing the Christmas Shoe song this year. Is it just me, or is that one actually one of your favorites?
It is, yeah.
And, yeah, it is one of my favorites, so, you know, learn the lyrics, and I'm going to sing it on the show. I'm not telling you what date it's going to be. I don't know yet. I haven't started preparing for that yet, nor will I start doing it until at the extreme least the last of October. Probably not until November, but when the time comes, I will get into that and be ready to celebrate the holidays again on the Miracle Man Show. This is what we did last year. And the last couple weeks leading up to Christmas, I will be teaching on the birth of Jesus. What it represents, what did he come to the earth for, other things related to Christmas in the Bible. Even though the word Christmas is not in there by any means, we're going to be looking at the birth of Jesus, why he came to be, other things. So we'll have some fun with that. So that'll be coming up in the teaching part will be coming actually in December. But Christmas music, I might sneak in one song per show, maybe the week of Thanksgiving or the week before. I'm only doing it though if people call into my show and specifically ask for it. Otherwise, I'm not going to force it on you. So, just want to let you know that that'll be coming. So you can look forward to it. Now, the monologue has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, which is the best soft drink one can choose to drink regardless of the time of year, whether it's summer, spring, winter, or fall, or the holidays, like on, you know, Christmas time. Coke is always refreshing. Even on one of those very, very cold days, it still has that fizzy, refreshing taste to it. It always does. And I do want to let you know that it is available at many fabulous retailers. A lot of retailers sell it in all three of the best flavors: Coca-Cola Classic, Coke Cherry, and my personal favorite, Coke with Vanilla. I'd like to see them come out with a Coke with chocolate. Like a caramel chocolate type thing. I think that could go over well. I really do. Would I like it more than vanilla? I don't know. It would depend on the taste, because all of my favorite chocolate is like the real white chocolate. The classic chocolate, like the classic M&Ms, are decent, but I don't go out of my way to eat them. Like if I'm in the store and I got a candy craze, I'll look for like a very white chocolate or peanut butter type thing or caramel. That's what I'll look for in the candy aisle. Not so much the classic chocolate or any kind of dark chocolate at all. I am of a milk chocolate or white chocolate or the caramel kind of chocolate. The sweetest ones. But not the mocha chocolate. You know, in sixth grade, it's part of, we did a taste test in my language arts class to decide which types of chocolate we all liked. And Mrs. Formsma, my English teacher, she gave us a small piece of each kind. The milk chocolate, the white chocolate, regular chocolate, dark chocolate, and then mocha chocolate. My classic were milk and white, were my two favorites. Classic was, like I said, good. Mocha I did not care for, and then dark chocolate, Jenny, are you in the same place when it comes to chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
So you're exactly where I'm at, aren't you?
Yeah.
This is so crazy on so many different levels. Me and her have the same food preferences on so many levels. It is just crazy.
Yep.
It is. It is just crazy.
We were meant to be friends.
I love that. I love you. But it is something else. But it's so funny how some people, just the two food preferences are so alike. It really is. The more dilly-dally and I do, the less time I have to get into the word and other things. So, now, I will quickly, before I introduce how to listen to the show, I will quickly say, I was talking about Coke, but then I started talking about the chocolate Coke, and that got me into talking about candy. So, to let you know, Coke is better than Dr. Pepper, in my opinion. Actually, it's a proven fact that Coke is better than Dr. Pepper. Yes, it is. Proven by the Miracle Man. That it was just published today. But you get to decide the flavor. I was just kidding. You get to decide the flavor. Go to McDonald's, go to McDonald's near you, and get your any size soft drink for the low price of just $1. You can get regular Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, Sprite by Tropic Berry by Sprite, and Orange Verner's. Here in Michigan, Brewers, you can get. I don't talk about the diet pop soda because diet soda isn't no good. I just talk about regular. Yes, you can get diet, though, if you so desire. But I will tell you, you are missing out. And the diet soda is nowhere near as good for you. You get to be the judge on whether you like the Coke or the Dr. Pepper. So, those of you who have been with me for a very long time, for the last 14 months. Bear with me for just a quick moment. Those of you who are new and you have family members who are interested in this show, I want to tell you how you can tell them how they can be a part of the show. And what you can do, it's real simple. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. And you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Upfront Entertainment. And then after that, you'll see a link. The link says Live and Love. I want you to click on it. You do that, you'll see a little button that says Preacher and Miracle Man. That's us. And then you'll see all our episodes. And so you have a follow button. We'd like you to hit that follow button, please. Because then you're going to get notified when our next show is. Example, our next show will be tomorrow night at 6:30. And we'll do like we did tonight. I'll start with my monologue and go like I'm doing right now. Then we'll open up our Bible and read the Bible and exhort. Then we'll talk a little Tigers, and then we'll get into Football Central, which is special. We run every Monday and Wednesday through football season. And we take about 30, 35 minutes and talk all about football. The games I predict on Wednesdays, as well as some other games of interest in the pros and college landscape. And generally, we start that at either 7:20 or 7:25. It depends on the volume, the amount of material we have to get to. Kind of determines as to when we launch that. Tuesday nights. Those are the nights that we try to spend a few more minutes in the Word. That means we can spend a few more minutes testifying. Because it is Testimony Tuesday, so why not? But that's the way the show works. Generally, as for timing, generally Monday and Wednesday will generally get done around 7:55 or 8 o'clock. And then Tuesday night, will be done about 7:45, 7:50. So generally it's about, on Tuesday it's about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. On Monday and Wednesday it's closer to an hour and a half. Just to give you folks an idea of what you're getting into. What about what we believe? What I believe. I believe that God is a real God. He is the only real God, I should say. And that he is. That he will do what he said he would do in his word. I want to let you know that I'm not a Bible-thumping bully. Just a real Christian. Living out life. Walking by faith. As Christians, we're real people. We have real problems. But we serve a real God. Amen. We're so grateful for that. Now, listeners, I want to let you know, it is a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. So please, get on there. It's mobile-friendly. It's easy to use. Our other episodes are archived, so you can take a listen. And we have a phone number, so you can call into the show. And you can talk about generally anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. If you want to call in and talk politics, I'm going to tell you to pray for those who have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to do. That telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, That telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts and then press 1. When you hear the prompt, when you hear the prompt, that says press 1 to be connected to the live show. So press that. And then what will happen is you'll go to the call screener. Jenny, my assistant, will answer and press that. Yeah, this is Stupid Miracle Man. Help us. And then just let them know what. We'll let you on the air. I'll say, what say you? And you'll have the floor. We can talk about generally anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about sports. You need prayer. You want to give a testimony. Praise report. You want to criticize. You want to thank me for something I said. It's a great place for you to get your voice heard. I'll talk to you. Direct you. And it's an awesome thing. And prayerfully, we'll get some great calls tonight. Now, I don't know about you, listeners, but I'm ready to open up the Bible for a little bit. I'm ready to study the Word of God. But we're going to pray first, and then we'll get the Bible open. Lord God, I thank you for this great evening. I thank you for these listeners who are listening from all over the world. You're on fire, while they're listening from. I thank you that they made the choice to tune into this program, wherever they are, whatever their circumstances say. Thank you that these people will, that these people believe you, that these people are ready to receive what you have for them tonight. And that you'll use me as an oracle. I thank you that these people, their minds are alert, their hearts are receptive, and that they are ready to be taught. I thank you, Lord, that you use me tonight, and that I would say what you would have me say. And Lord, as always, I give you permission to interrupt this show any way you want to. Because this is your show. It's not my show, Jesus. It's yours. All I have is yours. Amen. And Lord, I hereby confess over the show that new equipment comes to this show. More and more listeners come to the show. Sponsors and partners who want to help me come to the show. And finances come to the show. And I thank you, Lord God, that more than anything, that souls come to the show. Souls, people give their life to Christ on the show. Salvation. Because salvation is the greatest miracle you can do. Give your praise and honor and glory tonight for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. All right. Let's open up to Mark chapter 2. Praise God. Mark chapter 2. Cool. Study the Bible for a little bit. Hallelujah. Mark 2. I just want to encourage you, whatever I do at McDonald's, you do where you are for the next little bit. So if I sing, you sing. If I pray, you pray. I've got my Bible open, so why don't you open it up and study? Participation is the name of the game. Mark 2, first miracle we're talking about is Jesus healing a paralytic, which is a man who's paralyzed. He's, nowadays, he'd be in a wheelchair. We're going to begin with verse 1. And a few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some man came bringing to him a paralyzed man, paralytic, carried by four men, four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus and, after digging through it, lowered the mat, the paralytic man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, why did this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier? To say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk.' But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The calling of Levi. We're going to continue reading now, verse 13. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. Or he would have been like today. He would have been in. It would have been like he saw Levi at the IRS office, the tax office. "Follow me," Jesus told him. And Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And when the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked the disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Verse 18. Now, John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, How is it that John's disciples And the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not. Jesus answered, how can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot. So long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. And on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old bottles. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No. He pours new wine into new wineskins. Verse 23. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples walked along, and they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath? He answered, have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? In the days of Abiathar the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for the priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, the Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath. All right. Looking at something. I was going to look at three, but we'll do that another time. Now, let's continue. Let's go to Hebrews 11. You got my? Where's my bag? You see my bag? I thought I had another one in that bag.
Oh,
see a bag. Or is it in your car? I'm just going to move on. Okay. Now, let me, real quick, like, explain this to you, folks. So Jesus, they are in so this man who's paralyzed, he's in on a mat and he's carried by four guys. He didn't have a wheelchair like what they have today. They get there on this mat. They get there, they walk over there, the man's on the mat. They get to church. They see that it's packed. And they're like, what are we going to do? The house is packed. Here's what they could have done. I'm so glad that they didn't do this. They could have said, hey, bud, I'm sorry, but I guess you're not going to get your miracle today. The house is full. There's no way we can get you in here. There's nowhere to park. There's nothing we can do. No. They had way too much faith for that. They saw a hole in the roof, and they lowered him through it. I mean, they made a hole in the roof, and they lowered him through it. And they brought him down right in front of Jesus.
Those guys are crazy.
They had faith. They had faith. They had faith in God that he would do what he said he would do. And they wanted that man healed so badly that they were willing to do anything. And he wanted that healing too. So they put him down there into the roof right in front of Jesus. He wasn't in the back of that synagogue. He was right there in front of Jesus. Right there near the pulpit. Like at the front of the room. Although they didn't have microphones in that in those days, but it'd be like they lowered him right down in front of that pulpit. And they got him down, he's right in front of him. He said, you know, your sins are forgiven. And then the priest, hang on. I'm sorry, we have a tornado warning, so I will have to disconnect the show for now. I'm sorry about that, folks, but precautions must be taken.